I have never felt so burdened, so hurt in all of my life. Nothing compares to this. We're not made to bury our children. We're not made to lose our children. And this has certainly changed me and changed my family, which, by the way, I'm very blessed to have people that love me and care about me, family, friends, because without them, I never would have made it through this. My son was not a drug addict, was not an alcoholic, was not diagnosed with a mental illness. He was a football player. He did taekwondo, cross country, A's and B's. He could build a computer. He could take one apart and put it back together. He wanted to be an engineer. Sometimes he would talk, and he'd get so into what he was talking about that people, you couldn't even understand him. He was a bit of an intellectual, I guess is what you'd say. But he was wonderful. And he had a heart of gold. He was not just my son, but he was a big brother. He was a nephew. He was a grandson, a great-grandson, a cousin, a classmate, and a very, very special person on the inside. And each day that I wake up, I have to convince myself to get out of bed and to keep going, because I miss him with every ounce of my being. And no mother or father or teacher or anybody should ever have to feel what I feel each and every day. If you are feeling like committing suicide, or you know somebody who is, don't waste one more minute, because I only got 15 years with my son, and that was not enough time. Lance cannot be replaced. All I can do is share my story so another parent or sister or brother doesn't have to feel this way. Lance did show signs of committing suicide before he actually made his attempt. He had been to see a therapist. He had was even on his last appointment telling his therapist that he wanted to lower his dosage of medication that he was on. I tried very hard to talk to my son and to tell him how much he meant to me, and that if he did this, he would certainly break my heart and a lot of people's. There were so many people that cared about Lance. I truly don't understand why he could not see that. And that is a question that I'll never get the answer to. Growing up, I heard that if you commit suicide, you don't go to heaven, you go to hell. That is something that I do not believe. Growing up, and now that I am an adult and I've spent more time in the Word and I understand more, I do realize that I know where my son is. And I know that I'm going to see him again. Not as soon as I'd like, but I do know where he is, and that he's happy, and that he's not in any more pain. But that doesn't condone what he did and how he hurt me and all the people that had cared about him. It does leave you feeling, it does leave you feeling guilty. What more could I have done? What else could I have done? Why didn't I see this? Why didn't he call me that night? And I don't know. I don't have the answers to those questions. I do know that the last day of his life was a fairly normal day. He watched TV. He popped popcorn. He drank hot chocolate with his sister. It was an ordinary day in Lance's life. And if I'd have known that my son was in so much pain, I would have held him that night. I wish that I could have been there. They wouldn't let me see him after they found him. I had to wait almost 5 days to see my son before they let me see him. I didn't care what he looked like. He was my child, and I wanted to hold him, and I wanted to say goodbye, and I didn't get that chance. But I can, there is something that I can do that it's not too late for, and it's not too late for anybody here, that we can help somebody else so they don't have to experience this. I wish my son knew how many people in this world cared about him. There was people that I didn't even know come up to me and after his funeral. People called me that I didn't know. Students from long ago spoke about Lance and how great he was. I knew all those things about my son. I just never realized how many other people knew them. I wish that I had the chance to say goodbye. But I will have the chance one day to say hello. There is a stigma out there about suicide, and a lot of it gets swept under the rug. People are embarrassed. Suicide used to be something that happened to criminals, drug addicts, etc., things like that, but not anymore. Now children take their own lives. And I wish I had the answer to why. But I wrote this poem for my son, and I'd like to share it with everybody. It's very special to me, and it just shows how much I love him, and I miss him each and every day. Suicide takes a very big, it takes so much to get through. Each day is hard for me. Each and every day is difficult. I have another child who is in her first year in college. She's in Pennsylvania, and she's doing wonderful. And I miss her so much each day because she's gone. And she loved her little brother so much. And not only do I have to be strong for myself, but I have to be strong for my child. My child that is still here and will never understand why her brother left us. Suicide is contagious. 2 months after my son died, his biological father took his life. Not only leaving my daughter without a brother, but without a father. Suicide has impacted our family beyond what I could have ever imagined. Growing up, and even in my adult life, I haven't had a lot of experience with death until it hits you in the face. So I thank Pastor Ray and all of you who are here for doing this. I think this is great, and I wish that I had been to one of these before. Maybe I could have helped my son more. So in closing, I'd just like to read my poem that I wrote my son. And it's called My Lance. Everybody who knows me knows that my Lance was my Lancey Poo. And that's just who he was. He always was, from the time he was a baby all the way up until he was a teenager. As the days pass by, I wonder why you never gave me the chance to say goodbye. As the nights turn dark and the stars come out, I remember what I have been taught life is about. What a joy you brought me all your life. The hurt in my heart cuts more than a knife. When the pain is near and I begin to fear, I reach out for you, and then you are near. I know in my heart that you are at rest, but I can't help but to think that you were the best. We will see each other again someday, but I still so wish for a rewind or replay. Neither death nor life can keep us apart, for you are always alive in my heart. I will miss my son until the day I die.